好朋友们，大家好，很高兴又与您通过网络见面了，欢迎来到今天的可可英语校园英语口语频道。那么我们在汉语当中呢，有很多跟动物相关的表达，比如别把我当成小白鼠，或者是它淋成了一个落汤鸡等等。那么这些表达呢，都让我们的语言呢更加的形象生动。那么英语当中呢，同样也是有很多类似的表达。那么在今天的节目当中呢， Max 就给大家共同来看一下在英语当中这些与动物有关的表达。我们来看第一个 Number 1 Students in class 1 will act as guinea pigs among the new teaching reform. 一般的学生将充当本次新课改的实验对象。那么在这句话当中， A guinea pigs 表示的意思就是受试者、实验对象。Students in class 1 will act as guinea pigs among the new teaching reform. Number 2 Handmade lace is as rare as hen's teeth. Most lace is made by machine. 手工制作的蕾丝极为罕见，大部分是机器制作的。那么这句话当中 hen's teeth 表示的意思就是非常罕见的事物。 Handmade lace is as rare as hen's teeth.Most lace is made by machine. Number 3. Don't mention anything about that to your father. It's like a red rag to a bull. 不要在你爸面前提起那件事，他听了肯定会生气的。那么这句话当中 A red rag to a bull 表示的意思是让某人生气的人或者是事。 Don't mention anything about that to your father. It's like a red rag to a bullNumber 4. If you say that to her, you will be stirring up a hornet's nest. 如果你把那件事告诉她，那简直就无异于捅了马蜂窝。 If you say that to her, you will be stirring up a hornet's nest. Number 5. I thought he was going to have a call when I told him I had lost his key. 当我告诉他我丢了钥匙时，我以为他会大发雷霆的。那么这句话当中 Have a call 表示的意思是大发雷霆。 I thought he was going to have a call when I told him I had lost his key. Number 6. He was like a cat in hot brakes before his driving test. 驾驶考试之前，他紧张的像热锅上的蚂蚁。那么这句话当中热锅上的蚂蚁 Like a cat in hot brakes 就表示的意思是热锅上的蚂蚁。He was like a cat in hot bricks before his driving test. 那么好了，我们在今天的节目当中呢，就给大家介绍了六个与动物有关的形象生动的表达。我们共同来回顾一下。Number 1, guinea pigs, 表示的意思是受试者、实验对象。Number 2, hen's teeth, 表示的意思是极为罕见的、少见的。Number 3, a red rag to a bull, 让某人生气的人或者是事。Number 4, stirring up a hornet's nest, 捅了马蜂窝，表示的意思就是惹了大祸。Number 5, have a call, 大发雷霆。Number 6, like a cat in hot bricks, 热锅上的蚂蚁。好了，我们今天的节目呢，到此就要结束了，我们下期节目再会，拜拜。